Well, I can tell that these two get along really well. They're both wearing hoodies. They're both sort of have similar smiles. They're looking at each other, doing a little talking thing with their hands as if to say, make sure you talk a lot. We need you to talk a lot. Meet Morena and Sonia Lindgren. They are sisters through Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And Morena, I'm going to start with you just because I want to. How old are you?
11.
And what community do you live in?
Moon Township.
And who else is in your family?
A lot of people.
And are they all listening, do you think?
I think so.
Well, let's say, who would you like to say hello to?
My math teacher, Missy Yord, and all my friends and family.
Come a little closer. Your math teacher and who else?
All my friends and family.
Well, that's great. So what grade are you in?
Six.
And is there a particular subject in school that you like a lot?
Art, because it's fun and I like my artistic abilities.
That's great. What do you like to do, or what do you feel, where do you feel some of your strongest talents lie?
Anywhere, really.
That's great. You know, I am exactly the opposite. I feel like I have no ability to draw anything. And that comes really easily to you?
Yeah, because my great-grandfather, he was an artist, and it skipped a couple of generations, and it came right to me.
That's terrific. What do you like to make, or what materials do you like to work with?
I kind of like just like doodling, but whenever it comes to art class, anything that comes towards me.
Have you made anything recently that you can tell me about?
Yeah, two projects. They were both based on owls. One was a two-dimensional picture of an owl's eyes, and my teacher said it was one of the best. And the other one was a three-dimensional picture. And in my owl had a pop-up beak and some talons.
Huh. What got you, were owls part of the assignment?
Or? Yeah.
Okay, because that's an interesting creature to choose. And actually, in owl's eyes, you can kind of look through them sideways, right?
Yeah.
I would think. That's kind of neat. Well, Sonia Lindgren is here. Where are you from?
I'm from the Swickley area.
Well, it's nice to meet you. So you just
Likewise.
Have a bridge in between you.
We're very close.
Now I have to ask you, you don't have my kindergarten teacher's name was Mrs. Lindgren, spelled the exact same way.
No relation. No.
Because she would probably be a great-great-grandmother at this point, I think. I can't remember her first name, but what do you do?
I'm actually a financial counselor for one of the local hospitals in the area.
Terrific. Well, that's an interesting job in
it
and
is.
Of itself. Have you ever gone to work with her?
Yeah.
What's it like there?
It's really cool. I got to see all the different things. I got to see their robot. She didn't even get to see it.
No, nope, the robotic arm in the pharmacy. What was his name? Sir Pix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it existed, but
sure,
she got
Pix-a-Lot.
To see it.
Yeah, they're weird. I mean, they go up and down and deliver. Do they deliver pills, too, or just pick them?
I think they just, it's a picker.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
And he gave us, like, candy and stuff.
Not a bad gig.
No, that's not bad at all. I'm sure it was very healthy, hospital-friendly stuff. And I know your visit complied with all HIPAA and JCO standards.
Absolutely. 100%.
What got you interested in getting involved?
You know, I was at the time looking for other ways to be involved with something. And I thought, wow, what a great opportunity and what bigger gift could you give than your time? It's so easy to open up a checkbook, you know, write out a check, call it a day. But to actually give your time to something, it's much more rewarding.
That's a really great observation, because I think in this era, a lot of people, gosh, if you even go to the effort of opening up a checkbook, instead just clicking on a PayPal link, not that, you know, that's a great thing to do, and organizations need people to do that. But actually giving of your time, and I sort of call it No offense, Marina, I call it getting your hands dirty, which is a good thing.
We've done that too.
I call it really rolling up your sleeves and actually getting involved. How have you gotten your hands dirty in a good way?
Oh, well, with Marina's creative abilities, I mean, we attend several art projects throughout the city or look for crafts to do together, and we are constantly doing new things and trying out new things, and her patience is amazing. I don't have the patience that she does, so we're kind of a good team when it comes to that.
What do you think made you so patient?
I guess wrestling. I'm a wrestler. I won fourth place in one of the tournaments.
And wow.
You have to have really good patience to take the person down and actually defeat them.
Yeah, and to do it the appropriate way with all the discipline. What got you into wrestling?
My dad's grandpa, he was...
Is that the one with artistic ability?
No.
Okay.
That's
another grandpa.
Yeah, he was a wrestler, and I guess I just wanted to do it because I thought it was really cool.
You're really well connected to your past. It's neat that you know your ancestral heritage a lot. Have you done like a family tree or anything?
No.
It's amazing because I don't know much beyond my grandparents. And you've got a wrestler in the family and an artist in the family too. So tell me about some of the things you've done together. Well, first of all, tell me about when you first met.
It was kind of cool because I was kind of shy, and she was, like, very open, not really too shy.
How long ago was it?
I don't remember. It was, like, we're going on four years.
4 years. Oh, my gosh. That's a big, especially for you, Marina. I mean, you've gone from second to sixth grade.
It's cool watching her grow up.
I'll bet. I mean, there's a lot. And you've got to see Sonia change a little bit, too, over the
Did I change
years.
At all?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
I hope so. I hope we all do that. Were you nervous?
Yeah, because I didn't know if she was going to be, like, mean, nice, not
you
really fun.
You hope that I had red hair, though. I do remember
that.
She was hoping I had red hair.
Well, I noticed that right away. You both, you look like sisters. You really
Thank
do.
You.
Your faces are kind of shaped similarly. Your coloring is similar.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the things you really like doing together? I mean, there's bowling and football and baseball, but I mean, are there some special things that...
Usually, like, everything we do is fun.
I'll tell you what, one of the things that we really have done, and thanks to Big Brothers Big Sisters, is some of the opportunities we've had to become tourists in our own city again and rediscover things and things that I never did with before or Marina maybe never had experienced before. And we both get out there and with her creativity, she looks at different things. And I notice as she's gotten older, you know, she'll look at architecture or notice a building. And especially in this city, it's awesome to just sort of rediscover those things again.
I'll bet. You know, you're in a building here that was finished just before 1940, this originally, and the building you entered was finished in 2004 when you came here, and if you had made a turn to the left, it would have been a building finished in the 1870s. So you have 3 centuries of architecture to look through. One of the reasons we have so many exposed, like the ceiling in the theater outside, you can see the terracotta, is so you can understand the architecture and explore it a little bit. So what have some of those tourist things been? Have you actually, I'll bet you've gone up the incline together.
We didn't do that yet.
No, that's on our to-do list.
Yeah.
It is.
We went to Cirque du Soleil.
Nice. Was that recently they were here?
Yeah, I went there before. It was her first time. So it was kind of really cool to watch. It's like, because all their shows are different. There's never a show the same, and you can't really see the same show twice. Because it's kind of like, oh, I've seen that already.
Yeah. It's a little different than a movie or a video. It's always going to differ. What else have you done?
The week before that, we attended Figment Pittsburgh, which was right here in the backyard. And we got to meet some really creative artists and see their craft and get involved. It was really hands-on.
Yeah, we actually... interviewed the founder of that festival, and it was a really neat idea. And whose idea was that to go to that?
That was something that was suggested that I had found out through friends of mine.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, what a cool opportunity to just,
yeah,
again, rediscover. It was right in the park right behind us here. So
that's great, because that was a relatively under-publicized event. So it's neat that you figured that out. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about what you might want to do after you finish up, you know, regular school?
I either want to be an artist, a professional wrestler, which is going to be kind of hard, especially for me as a girl,
mm-hmm.
and kind of anything, like a veterinarian.
So you must really like animals.
Oh, I love animals, especially her dog. Very giant dog.
What kind of dog is it?
He's a Mastiff Lab mix. I call him a Mastador. You know, all these dogs have designer names now. But he's 175 pounds of love.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But we've gone to pet parades with him together.
Halloween parties.
What's the name of your dog?
That would be Charlie.
Is Charlie the kind of dog that can, like, put his paws up on your shoulder?
He can, but he doesn't really do it. He's a big boy. He's my teddy bear.
Oh, can you dance with him?
I don't know if he really dances.
No.
He thinks he's a lap dog.
That's a huge dog.
It can be problematic.
My goodness.
I have three dogs also. One's a Keyshawn, very fluffy, a pit bull, and a miniature toy fox terrier.
Wow. And they all get along okay?
No. The miniature toy fox terrier hates the pit bull. The pit bull hates, well, the pit bull loves everyone. No matter who you are. And Kenzie, the Keyshawn, she hates Athena, which is the pit bull. So.
My goodness.
It's a dog soap opera.
We need somebody in there to negotiate some peace.
Mediator.
And maybe Charlie could come in.
He would be a good mediator.
Charlie would be a good mediator just due to size. I could see Charlie doing that. So for kids that might want to get involved, you know, you're a really good person to ask this, Marina. There might be a child listening right now or, you know, a teen that is maybe thinking about getting involved in Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and, you know, would like to ask a parent or caregiver if they can somehow get involved, but they might not be sure. For somebody that's sort of thinking about it but needs a little convincing, what would you recommend as some of the reasons, you know, how your life has changed by having Sonia being a part of it?
Well, Sonia's been with me for the goods and the bads, and it's really fun just hanging around with someone because I have two younger brothers and they're very annoying, so it's good.
That's their job.
And then everyone else in my household, I have an uncle that's 1 year older than me, and we don't really get along, and she's kind of there for me whenever I need tips and stuff about how to get away from him and not try to punch him in the face.
Yeah, I try to mediate that.
That would be a good thing.
We solve all the world's problems at Subway. Usually that's our that's our meeting place.
That's the Camp David.
Exactly.
Of the Sonia-Marina relationship.
You got it.
Well, that's good to have somebody who's there. I like the way you said that, for the goods and the bads, because that's really the definition of a true friend. I think friends are defined sometimes by what they don't do, too. How has your life changed?
I'll tell you what, she keeps me hip. I know everything, you know, what's going on with Taylor Swift and, you know, fashion and what's cool and what isn't. So that's critical for me. You know, I'm not exactly a spring chicken anymore. So
Good for you. She's laughing because probably she would have preferred you used a word other than hip.
Cool.
Swag.
Cool. Swag. I have swag now.
Neat.
Right. But here you go. I mean, it's our sense of humor. We laugh at pretty much anything.
Yes.
Your face is as red as your hair.
You're
laughing. I feel that way too. I discovered this great new artist the other day named Mac Miller, and everybody was
Mac Miller.
Yeah.
Hardly new.
He's not really that new. He's like
no, he's not.
He's not.
That's my problem. I don't have a Marina in my life to keep me hip.
And explore your creativity, too. She could give you lessons on that.
That's neat. Yeah. Have you actually drawn or made sculpture or done anything together like that?
Yeah, we recently did the fall bouquet with the leaves. Yeah. We made fall leaves and we actually rolled them up to make a bouquet.
Yeah, and we realized you can't use hard leaves.
Yeah, it's a learning process.
Oh, yeah, they would just crumple.
Yeah, because whenever we were trying to fool them, they used to just rip and crumble.
Huh.
That's where her tenacity and her patience comes in with things. I mean, she's amazing with that. She's awesome.
So I know this isn't wrestling, but did you follow the Olympics at all? The teenage boxer, a girl who actually won a gold medal as a boxer in the Olympics. And her name escapes me right now. She's an amazing success story for how hard she worked to do that. You might find her story interesting. It's bugging me that I can't remember her name.
I think I've heard about her, but I don't recall her name. It escapes me as well, so.
I'll find it for you.
Great.
A friend of mine did a radio program about her, and it kind of, as you listen to it, it's kind of like a diary. She talks about training, and it begins long before she even made it to the Olympic team. So you get to hear her talking about being hopeful of making it. And just for the athletic aspect of it, I think you might like hearing about it. Plus, I think she's a good role model. She's a pretty good kid. Although, I would never... boxing is something I don't think I would want to get involved in. A little different than wrestling.
Yeah.
But, well, we want to give you a chance to be creative at the Children's Museum. You can use this today or any day. I want to be sure it's still valid. I like to do that.
Thank you.
Worst thing in the world is to give somebody an invalid Children's Museum pass. So there's, as you come in, if you were to go straight in, there's an area called Make Shop that has all sorts of things from sewing and fabric, craft type items, so you can do that. And then as you go into the left, there's an art studio with paint and silk screen and other things that you might really like. And there's other aspects too, but you can do that today or another day.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, you'd think I would have learned to get these things out rather than having to dig in my drawers for these types of things. We have a radio patch for you.
Thank you.
To remember us by. And I'm going to turn to Christine and ask her if there's anything you'd like to add.
Just
what a pair, huh?
I know. Sonia and Marina, it's funny that you say, I do think it's that old adage, after you spend so much time with someone, you start to look alike. And I always enjoy calling and checking in to see what they're doing because, as you can see, these guys do anything and everything. In the same call, I can hear about Marina's wrestling match, to her beauty pageant, to her art show. I mean, you know, these girls do a little bit of everything, and it's always fun to listen, and they're great about sending photos in. I get to see a photo diary of their outings, and you know, this is just a great example of what our program can be and is all about.
Well, and I know if I had to look like Marina or Charlie after spending a lot of time with one of the two, I would pick Marina. Because you've been with Charlie a long time, too.
Pretty much,
they say pet owners start to look like, or, you know, the pets start...
When my jowls start dripping, then I'm going to be worried.
And you seem like such a nice person, Marina. I hope you get to do whatever you want to do and that, you know, school goes well this year and that you'll continue to create.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for being with us. Anything else you want to say?
Sonia is very protective to me. Like, this one wrestling day, I got my throat stomped, and if she would have been there,
it would have probably been a different situation.
Yeah, I was put on oxygen. I couldn't breathe.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have to go to the hospital?
No.
Oh, my God.
I was lucky.
Throat and stomped are just not two words you want to hear in the same sentence.
I like to stick with the crafts.
Yeah.
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 You were there for that, to see that?
I missed that. Oh. I missed that, but I was there shortly after. But
wow. Anything else you wanted to say, Sonia?
If anybody's thinking about becoming a big brother or big sister, I strongly recommend it. Do a little bit of research, contact the organization, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and you can do so at 412-363-6100 or bbbspittsburgh.org. Christine, thanks for bringing us such a great pair to meet today. Anything else you wanted to mention?
No, thanks for having us here, and we look forward to coming back again with lots more stories for you guys.
Thanks, and thanks to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. 11 o'clock, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh.